Well, is it a case of the message of getting the job done this weekend?
Yeah, that's the challenge for us, is to go down Southend. We don't want to be relying on anybody else. You know, it's in our hands. We know what we've got to do. And you know, it's about standards we've set, maintaining them. And that's what we aim to do.
Yeah, it'd be nice to do it with a game to spare as well, wouldn't it?
Yeah, it'd be nice to do it, first of all. To get in that top six would be great come the last game of the season. But can we do it this weekend? It would be a bonus for us. If we don't, we'll dust ourselves down and go to the home game next week. But ideally, you know, we want to produce a performance which gives us the best chance of getting the points down there. And, you know, the lads are ready for it. We're travelling down tomorrow morning. We've had our last session up here today, so we're going to train down in the South End area tomorrow afternoon. And I'm looking forward to getting on that coach and getting the squad all together.
And South End will feel it's been a decent season, even though their playoff challenge has faded in the last few weeks. And they want to go out on a high in their last home game, won't they?
Yeah, that's right. I think, you know, they've consolidated well. There was a good chance that they would be in amongst it, and they've drifted away. But on the day, they've shown Burton at home, Sheffield United at home, Barnsley away, that they can beat the teams in the top six. So, you know, it's going to be a very, very difficult game. Team's last home game of the season, there's always the atmosphere is always cranked up to a certain degree, and they'll want to send their supporters home into the summer with a lot of optimism. And you know, we've got to be ready for that. And you know, teams maybe a few weeks ago, teams maybe say they've nothing to play for, but when it comes to the last home game of the season or the last game of the season, you know, teams are always ready for it. And you know, we'll play strongest team. They experimented a little bit last week, but I don't think he'll do that again. I think they'll play the strongest team, and they'll be up for the challenge.
Yeah, and it'd be nice to end our away games with a win, considering what happened at Shrewsbury and Coventry. The performances are there, but the results weren't.
Yeah, that's right. If we play as well as we did in those two games, and adding that devilment and aggression in the opposition penalty box, then, you know, we'll be happy, because, you know, as everybody knows, that the stats in those games were very favourable towards us, that we should have got something. But, you know, we added a missing ingredient at the weekend, but we'll need to do that again.
You must have been pleased with obviously James Anderson and Felipe Moraes coming in. It seems like every time you have changed the front two in the last couple of months or so, they've always taken their chance, which must be really pleasing.
Yeah, that's obviously pleasing for us, because you know, there's an element of gamble in that, but you know, they dovetailed very well together, and we're pleased with that. Proctor and Clark have looked great this week in training. Davis is obviously the player who's more determined than any of them that we get in the playoffs, because it brings his season alive again. He's had a good week on the training ground, you know, doing extra work, which he needs to keep on top of his fitness. So I'm very pleased the freshness we're able to create within that group of players.
The surprising thing was, it was his first hat-trick for the club, that was.
Yeah, no, it was. But, you know, to be honest with you, I've said to him many times before, when he's got one, you know, to be hungry to go and get the next one and the next one, because, you know, you don't just score a goal and think, job's done. You know, score a goal and go and have that ruthlessness about him, which he did at the weekend. And, you know, I'm sure he'll be, you know, credit the Tony McMahon's delivery and Philippe's bit of quality, certainly, for his third goal. But, you know, he was immense. There's no two ways about it. That overall performance was immense. But he knows that, I'm sure he'll be looking, like I have been, at Proctor's attitude and commitment in training this week, and thinking, I better do that again or I'll be out of the team.
Got to ask you about the player situation. I know we're not there yet, but is it important to try and aim for the third and fourth in these last two games to get the second leg at home?
I mean, ideally, but, you know, our aim at the moment is to get in the top six. If we can achieve that, and if that happens this weekend, then we can start looking at the permutations going into next weekend.
Any injury problems going into it, Phil?
Lee Evans has missed a bit this week with a problem with the back of his knee, but it's nothing too serious, and we'll monitor him up to kick-off time.
Got to ask you about Reece Webb Foster. You brought him back last week, yeah. And then he's scored another four goals for you in midweek. He must be is pushing for a place on the bench in these last couple of matches.
Yep, definitely. I went down to the game yesterday at Lillishaw against Walsall, and you know, to score four, could have scored five or six really. He's hit the post and had another great chance. He can't do any more to stake his claim the way he's doing. But as we've already spoke about, we've got other strikers who are also done well. But you know, we're pleased with Reece. We sent him on loan, didn't get in the team straight away. Then they put him in there, and then they suddenly realised why we rate him so highly. We've already given him a contract for next couple of years, so he's with us. He's still young. He's got a lot of work to do, but he has got incredible coolness in front of goal.
Got to ask you about off the field on Tuesday night. Great night, the Player of the Year awards, and Reece Burt picking up 7, testament to the campaign he's had on loan.
Yep. Very pleased with the tightness of all the votes, really, because there was a lot of players in contention, and that's always a good sign of a consistent season from a lot of players. So Reece took the plaudits, rightly so. She had a good season. Ben Williams got a few awards, which, you know, I was very pleased with, because you know, maybe he's not got the accolades, you know, prior to that I felt he deserved. But a lot of other players got mentioned on the night, and all the lads, you know, understand that we're all about the team and the team work ethic first and foremost, and individuals will shine within that team.
And happy for Ben Williams, voted by his fellow teammates.
Well, that's a fantastic accolade for Ben, and like I've said many times to after games, and that sometimes supporters don't see contributions of a Stephen Darby, the way he comes in every day and sets the standard in the training ground, or Ben Williams, the way he trains hard on the training ground, the way he encourages the young keepers, and it's things like that which add up to make a successful season. And yeah, that's why we try and get good characters in the camp, and as many of them as we can, and our younger players can look to aspire to them.
And regarding Reece Burt, Simon Bilic has been talking about him, saying he might be considering loaning him out again next season, and yeah, maybe if we were a championship club, that would be a good move for him.
Listen, there's going to be a lot of takers. You've got to remember, go back to January, we had to fight to keep Reece then, because there was a lot of championship clubs interested in him, and you know, that was probably the best bit of business we did, securing Reece till the end of the season, because you know, a lot of teams have been monitoring him, which we understand, but you know, he's very keen. And if you go back to the summer, that when we signed Reece, he could have gone to a championship club then, but chose Bradford over a championship club because, you know, he felt he had more chance of playing with us at the time. So you know, it was a tough deal to get done for everybody, but we're pleased we did it, and we'll deal with the summer when that comes.
And just finally, a night like Tuesday shows the bond that there is between the fans and the players and the management, which isn't the case at other teams around the country.
Yeah, I think it comes from the connection we've got through, I think, the supporters. Can see the commitment of the players, but not only that, the way they've been in and around the community, you know, in the last few years. I can only talk about my time here, because, you know, a lot of people on Tuesday were coming up to me and saying, oh, so and so been to their local club and opened this or that, or visited one of their friends when they've been ill, and all things like that, and that's just great to hear. So that's built up over a period of time, but the only way it is maintained is by when the supporters pay money to see us play, that they see honest endeavour. And if they see that, our supporters have been right behind us, and, you know, starting with Saturday, we need to do it again.